Dad, I think they're here. Stevie Thomas was staring at the front window of his house, which offered a view of the entire street. He had been sitting on the couch, ostensibly reading a book, but he had read exactly one page in an hour because he kept looking out the window. He was too nervous to focus on the descriptions of igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic rocks in the earth science book that was spread out on his lap. Now, finally, he saw a black town car turn onto Pelfrey Lane, and he was pretty certain it'd be stopping at his door. "I'll be right down," Bill Thomas called back from upstairs. "Offer them something to drink." His dad had left his law office early to be home for the 6 o'clock meeting. Stevie's mom and little sister Katie were in an ice skating lesson. Stevie knew something bad was about to happen, even though his dad insisted he was jumping in shadows. The call had come from US TV on Monday. "We'd like to get together with you and your dad before you leave for Indianapolis," Tal Vincent, the producer of Kids Sports, had said to Stevie on the phone. "No need for you to come down here. We know you've got school. Mike and I will come to you." To Stevie, that was a sign something was very wrong. Mike Shoup doesn't fly to Philadelphia to meet with the co-star of a show unless it's something really important, he had told his dad. "I think they're canceling the show." Mike Shoup was the executive producer of US TV's original programming unit. He was the creative force that had made US TV a serious rival to ESPN in the world of all sports cable television. It had been Shoup's idea to have two teenagers host a weekly show on US TV aimed at teenage viewers. And it was Shoup who had convinced both their parents that Susan Carol Anderson and Stevie were made to star on Kids Sports. Stevie and Susan Carol were both only 14, but they had stumbled into something resembling stardom by helping solve two mysteries, one at the Final Four in New Orleans when a star player had been blackmailed to throw the national championship game, the other in New York at the U.S. Open tennis tournament when a glamorous Russian teenage star had disappeared just before her first match. Stevie and Susan Carol had earned the chance to cover the Final Four by winning a writing contest sponsored by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. The aspiring young sports writers had gotten off to a rocky start. He was an opinionated northern kid who liked the Big East and the Big Five. She was an equally opinionated southern girl who worshipped at the altar of Mike Krzyzewski and Duke. She was also annoyingly tall, at least 5'8" to Stevie's 5'4". But she had turned out to be very smart and, too tall or not, very pretty. By the time they met again at the U.S. Open, Stevie had a full-blown crush on her. Plus, they made a great team. Together, they had proven that Nadia Simonova's kidnapping had been a well-planned hoax. And by the end of the week, Susan Carol admitted that she really liked Stevie, too. Well, her goodbye kiss had said so anyway. That adventure had taken its toll, though. Stevie had been beaten up by a couple of thugs, but Susan Carol had it worse. It turned out her uncle Brendan had been a part of the hoax and was likely to end up in jail. That may have been why her father had declared future big-time sports events strictly off-limits. Stevie's parents weren't thrilled either with the goings-on in New York, which was why all the parents had balked when Mike Shoup called to say he wanted to make their kids into TV stars. Even Susan Carol hadn't been too excited about the idea. "We're writers, remember?" she had said to Stevie on the phone. "TV's for pretty people who read from a teleprompter." "Well," Stevie said, "you're pretty, and I know how to read." "Shut up, Stevie," Susan Carol laughed. But Shoup was persistent. He had visited both families in their homes. He'd offered a lot of money. "Even if the show only lasts a year," he had said to Bill Thomas, "you will have paid for Stevie's college education." Stevie's dad laughed at that one. "Huh, obviously you don't have kids, Mr. Shoup," he'd answered. "If you triple what you're offering, you might be right about paying for college." Shoup hadn't tripled the offer, but he had almost doubled it. And he arranged it so the half-hour show would be taped on Friday afternoons. Neither kid would miss any school. Stevie would go to a TV studio in Philadelphia, Susan Carol to a studio in Fayetteville, North Carolina. They would discuss the sports events of the week on a satellite hookup. They would respond to emails from other kids, and occasionally they would interview a guest. Bill Thomas and Don Anderson had spent a lot of time talking on the phone. Finally, they decided to let the kids try it for 1 year. If it affected their schoolwork at all, if the parents weren't comfortable with how it was affecting them or their lives, the show would be over. "Deal," said Stevie and Susan Carol. "Deal," said Shoup.